Happy New Year. It's what is it? It's Thursday. It's January the 2nd, 2020. And I'm Barbara Walters. No. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, the thing about habits is that habits mean you don't think about it. You do it. And December was not a good month for the walking habit, with the surgery first thing in the month and then the long recovery, which is still going on. I still have this bunch under my jaw. Every once in a while I'll move my jaw wrong and it'll twinge or catch. And it presses against my throat all the time, so I probably sound a little odd. But yeah, yesterday I was so proud of myself because it was like 10:30 in the morning and I got my words done and I thought, oh great, this is cool. And I fired up Civilization 6. And the next thing I knew it was like 3 in the afternoon. And I'm like, I'd like to have lunch, but it's almost supper time. So yeah, it was, I don't know if it was that late, but it was late. So this morning I took special notes for my journal, both in my publishing planning journal and my bullet journal, to go for the walk as soon as I get the words. Later on, when I have to walk earlier in the morning, I'll do the walk. Probably do the walk first thing. But the long and short of it was 2019 was a building year. When I started doing the stats, I posted them on my website, nathanball.com. You can see what I wrote, what I accomplished in terms of writing. But those of you who were with me through the journey last year, no, there was a lot more going on than just the writing. So, let's see. What am I thinking about today? Well, I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about the wizard, the wizard's butler. It's creeping up on. Let's see, this morning's count was 108,000. And the story is in that stage where I'm sort of looking around for the exit. There's still a lot of pieces that I haven't tied together. And so the second draft is probably going to be shorter. Second draft may not have as much meandering in it. But I still haven't found where the actual end of this thing is. I have a kind of image of what it needs to be, but I'm not entirely sure I know how to get there. I have two things that have to happen, and I'm not sure how much detail I need to put in either of them. Other than I really want to write the scenes. So it may be that all the stuff that's happening right now will sort of get put on hold. We'll see. I don't know. But I know I will finish this book. 2,000 words a day. New words every day, 2,000 words. I think I mentioned the other day when I did do the walk, I talked about Dark Knight. I'm going to Dark Knight Station. I'm pretty much sold on that idea. I want to start the first of the series of Tales from Dark Knight. There's somebody else who does a series of stories set on a station. I remember the name of the first book is called Date Night at Union Station. I don't remember the author, but it was a lot of fun. I read it a long time ago now. It was a really cool series. I stopped after about book four because, like a lot of series, they tend to be a bit repetitive, which is one of the warnings, one of the key efforts that I keep pushing on every time I write a new book, particularly a new book set in the same universe, especially in the same series, trying to keep the books different, keep them unique, keep them worth reading, so that people don't say, oh, well, as some were beginning to say about the original Trader's Tales. Buy here, sell there, make a profit, move on. Yeah, and there was a lot of that. His challenge has changed, his individual challenge has changed, but the basic conceit was buy here, sell there, make a profit, move on. So that was good, it was fun, but it was also very limiting and also becoming quite boring. If it was boring for me, I'm pretty sure it was boring for readers. I think the only thing that kept people through book six was the interest in the characters. So that also underscores something that's really important. And that's that as much as people like to talk about plot, characters are what keep people reading. It's easy for me to say. And so I need to come up with some characters for Dark Knight. Zachary Vagrant, Malachi's brother, could be lurking in the wings here. Virkel Condor for sure. What was her name? Lucinda of Ochala will be there, pretty sure. We'll see the two bodyguards again, I'm sure of that. But beyond that, I don't know where we go with it. I don't know how it's gonna work out. And that's fine, I don't need to. I would like to have a little bit better idea of what the theme of the book is, or what the story could be about. But I've got a couple of days yet before I'm done with this book. I'll probably spend some time this afternoon putting in some bonus words on a free write to get the first Tales from the Dark Knight put together. Or perhaps think about what a trilogy would be like if the main character was Virkel Condor, or if the main character was Ochala, or if the character was some kid who fell through the cracks in the High Line and wound up on Dark Knight. Exploring the idea of what would have happened to Ishmael Huang if he hadn't found the Lois. This is interesting. This new building that they put in here, it's huge. It is a monster. It looks like it almost has to be a hotel. Got most of the roof on, in the sense that there's plywood covering most of it. They're working on some really interesting looking gables at the moment. I haven't quite figured out what that's about. So, yeah, this morning I'm on my work. Hi. I tried to get back into it. First mile's the hardest. First 100 words of the day is the hardest. First mile to walk is the hardest. I haven't walked in the evening either. I really need to do that. I really need to get back into morning and afternoon. 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles at night. I need those 400 calories to be coming off. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I did pick up a couple of pounds over the holidays, but it wasn't as much as I thought it was to begin with. Might have been 4 or 5 pounds. That's like, given my diet over the last month, that's not too surprising. We've had a non-stop parade of various kinds of chocolates and candies and pies and sweet goodies. Eggnog. Since like the beginning of the month. Since Thanksgiving, really. Stress eating. But I got to get back. I got to stop. I need to get back into my groove. I'm happiest in my groove. Not that I'm unhappy now. I'm actually in pretty good spirits. There's nothing like learning you dodged a bullet to make you appreciate your continued breathing. I have a colleague who's not been quite so lucky, so that just sort of underscores the reality for me. So here we are. I got along. It's a pretty morning. Blue sky. A lot of blue skies. A little bit of puffy clouds off in the distance, off to the east. There's a few now that are showing up to the north. Anything over the mountains? I didn't look. Yeah, a little bit over the mountains. It's basically high clouds. There's not a lot happening. We did get new snow. Shouldn't be too big a surprise. It is January. The roads that were at one point scraped clean are now icebound again. The weather the last couple of days has been actually pretty good. It was 40 this morning when I left the house. Official temperature is still 38, but that's above freezing, so I'll take it. I thought I was going to be overdressed. I'm wearing a parka and a sweatshirt and my hoodie and another shirt underneath that, so I thought I might be overdressed, but it seemed to be. It's quite comfortable. Refreshing with the cool air on my face. My fingers are a little cold. Other than that, I could put my gloves on. That would help. So yeah, I'm still playing for the words. I'm committed to 2K a day, 2K new words every day, 2,000. When I get 2,000 words, I can do pretty much whatever I want with the rest of the day. And this morning I was done with 2,000 words by 10 o'clock. Story's moving along nicely. I didn't have a lot of interruptions. I didn't have any appointments. I'm going to have to make a grocery run later, but I probably will take the kid to work 11:45 and do the grocery run after that. I don't know if I said what time it was when I started. It's 10:45 right now, so it was about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, almost exactly 15 minutes ago. So 10:45 minus 10:30. It's about right. See, it's been so long since I've done it. All of my habits, all of my... I was trying so hard to get the date right that I probably forgot the time. Anyway, one day at a time. We do it one day at a time. I know I slept the monk post. I think I slapped the monk post. I'm too much in my head. I'm not enough here in my body. I finished... let me back up. A couple of weeks ago, I realized that pretty much every book that Amazon was recommending to me was more lit RPG, more game lit. And I'm like, you know, there's a metric buttload of it out there, and pretty much all of it is almost the exact same story. There are some minor variations on a theme. Matt Dinneman's series, Blades of Dominion, whatever it was, has a little bit of a variation on that theme. But for the most part, it's all people, the two keys are, they went into the game, into VR, and now they're trapped. Or they volunteered to go into VR because they were dying. And then after that, hijinks ensue. And a lot of the hijinks are, at this point, getting kind of old for me. So I really wanted to have some other kinds of recommendations. So I started digging around, and I went back and read a few romance. Melissa Foster is my go-to. Don't anybody diss romance to me. That's not gonna happen. Romance is a great genre. Doing romance is so tough. Doing it well is even tougher. With romance, you have two stories you have to tell. You have to tell the story, and then you have to tell the romance. So it's an interesting challenge. It's a challenge that never ceases to draw me into it. And figuring out how that mechanic works, figuring out how that never ceases to draw me in is one of the things that keeps me going back to it. See if I can figure out how it works. And it does go back, I think it goes back to the characters. I think it goes back to the reader's expectation going into the book. In that you expect to be able to be drawn in. You expect to be able to get into the novel. To be engaged in the trials and tribulations of the main characters as they struggle with, against each other, against the odds, against the whatevers. So it's a fascinating genre to me. But I also started reading, I finished off reading Glenn Stewart's Light of Terra, I think. He's got a bunch of them. This is set in the Duchy of Terra universe. And then I also finished the Exile trilogy. The last book of that was out and I had not read it yet. So I've read a lot of space opera lately too, which is probably why I'm thinking about going back into the deep dark. But I'm also looking more at some urban fantasy. And Glenn has a series called the Onset series that I've never actually followed him into, but I may. With the Wizard's Butler, I'm writing urban fantasy. I'm still not going to do his basic premise is, well, in order to make it interesting, you have to blow stuff up. And while there's a certain je ne sais quoi a certain quality about the number of explosions. The reality is, I read him for the characters, and he does good character work. I would prefer to write good character work than good explosions, so that's not going to change. And here I am, once more at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.